mail never stops.
Here comes the mailman.
Mail time.
Mail time.
Mail time.
The mail's here.
When you control the mail, you control information.
Is this how it feels? Is this how it feels to win?
I don't know, man.
It's how it feels to have COVID.
Into something strange.
Not that I got it. I'm saying a lot of players got it.
What the hell is going on?
I don't know. I'm about to tell you, Stephen A. It's the Sleeper Wire Mail Sack, your favorite Wednesday show. Stop it, Newman. Get out of here. Your favorite Wednesday live show brought to you by Sleeper Wire. This is the only weekly live call-in show that answers your fantasy questions week to week. Every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, we do it, and we do it big, and we do it strong with my man, Lucas Primetime, Show Me the Money, and hey. We are joined, hey, what's up, man? And we are joined again tonight with Sven from the Fantasy Fam. You can find him on Twitter. He's got his own Twitter now. This is a big deal. He's got his own Twitter at, where is it? Where'd it go? My notes are a mess.
Fantasy Sven.
It's Fantasy Sven. There you go. There you go.
S-V-E-N.
So this is like a tryout. So he was on last week. And so this is a tryout for you listeners. If he gives you good advice, give him a follow. If he gives you bad advice, send him some random.
Call us on here and let us know.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yes. We are accountable for our own advice. So if you need to call in or you want to call in and get your question answered immediately, 205-79-SLEEP, 205-797-5337. We are going to jump right into some questions that came in already from the Mixler chat because people were actually on here already asking questions. So let's jump into these. Oswaldo got in about, I don't know, 10 minutes ago. Let's see. I got to scroll back. Okay, Oswaldo Andrade, do I sit Jacobs? I'm getting really frustrated starting him. I have Gurley, David Johnson, James Robinson, and all with better matchups. Standard league, also do I sit Brady or find someone else on the waiver? Let's start with the Jacobs question.
I'm not sitting. I mean, I'm personally not sitting Jacobs. They're a run-first team. They want to get him the ball. He's as guaranteed of a touch player as you can get out there. So I know it can be frustrating, but no, he's a solid RB1 this week.
He's playing the Chiefs, and they just gave up 100 plus yards to a running back that just came off the IR and did not play at all in Damian Harris. And Josh Jacobs is better than Damian Harris. So yeah.
All right.
Hello.
So keep starting him, even though we've got Jurley. Let's say you got Gurley, David Johnson, James Robinson with better matchups. Which of those three are you sitting to start Jacobs this week?
Gurley, maybe.
Yeah, probably Gurley.
He doesn't score those two touchdowns. You know what I mean? Like, or score one of those touchdowns. Like, he's not – he only has, what, like 50, 60 yards?
Yeah, David Johnson, Jacksonville is atrocious. You have James Robinson against Houston, which we don't know what they are right now. So
atrocious
for me,
on defense.
For me, it's Gurley. Gurley's getting the squat.
Yeah.
All right. Second part of his question, Brady, and this is interesting because a lot of Brady's weapons are injured or already out. So
don't matter for Tom.
Keep starting him.
He's had a lot worse in New England.
It's true.
He's had a lot worse. Like a lot of nobodies. At least some of these names we've like heard of. You know, Cameron Brate could step up. But I don't know. It depends on who else is on the waiver. Like if Justin Herbert, I don't know. I actually like Justin Herbert probably more than anyone else this week, though.
I'm not saying that this is a Gronk week, but this could be a week where Gronk gets a bunch of love.
Okay. Oswaldo with another question. Pick two to start. We got Ayuk, Debo, Hilton. There's also Higgins, Harry, Miller, Chenault on the waiver. So let's start with the guys he's already got. Ayuk, Debo, and Hilton. Which two are you going with?
Maybe Ayuk.
So Indianapolis is playing Cleveland. I don't have that urge, that drive. I never want to start Hilton.
It's such a juicy matchup. It is so – every quarterback has had their best. The ones that have faced the Browns have had their best game of the season. So, like, to date, Phillip Rivers, is he going to be the fifth one to do it, or is he going to find a way to screw it up?
Yeah.
That's my biggest concern. I don't know if I trust Phillip right now.
I think you're probably going to start T.Y. I'm not really afraid of Baltimore's defense right now. I've been watching them. T. Higgins I really like, though. I really like T. Higgins.
So would you grab Higgins and drop one of those other guys and start him?
The tough thing with Debo and Ayuk is you don't know. Honestly, I think I'm probably going to go Ayuk and Hilton this week. Miami's defense has been better than what people are giving them credit for, but they are finding ways to get Ayuk the ball. They're manufacturing touches for him. They're giving him run plays, and he's just a guy that you can get the ball in his hands, and he takes a 25-yard sweep to the end zone. He just finds the end zone. So he's a guy I want to try to get into my lineup however I can. If T. Higgins had a better matchup, and me I'm not wanting to recommend other people play him over T.Y. I'm feeling a little bit spicy, so I'm getting Higgins into some of my lineups just because he's 6'4", 6'5", goes up, physical, wins the ball. He's getting targeted more than A.J. Green. He's getting targeted into the red zone, so it's all there. I'm just not super confident that Cincinnati's going to be able to move the ball against Baltimore. I feel like Baltimore is going to come out with something to prove, and so I think it would be Ayuk and Hilton for me.
I don't know. I think Joe Burrow could have a good game this week.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know why.
They got something to prove. I think Cincinnati's got nothing to lose. Why not? You know.
I think Joe Burrow's going to ball. I think he's going to throw for like 300 yards. I don't know. It's a bold statement, but I think he's going to do it this week. With that being said, I would say Ayuk, Hilton. I guess that's the fact that Phillip Rivers is actually going to have a decent game.
Well, see, here's my thing, though. If you are not going to use T.Y. Hilton against Cleveland, why is he on your team?
Right.
If you're not going to use him against Cleveland, when are you ever going to use him? So use him this week, and if it goes south, you need to just cut that guy off your team. But the fact that you have him, you drafted him, like, this is week 5 coming up. If you're ever going to use him, this needs to be the show at time. So either use it. And if you're not going to use him this week, then drop him and pick up Higgins.
All right.
Otherwise, you need to use him.
Let's switch over to another guy who I think is in the same boat. Oswaldo wants to know, is AJ Green even worth rostering? LOL.
Ha! I told someone to drop AJ for Higgins, and I also told people not to draft AJ, but that's another story. Yeah, you can drop him. I think AJ Green is droppable. He is the third target on that team.
This is – it's unbelievable. I mean, he's hurt. He's clearly something. He's got to be hurting. Otherwise,
he doesn't want to play football anymore.
Yeah, this is weird.
He doesn't care. The dude is collecting a paycheck. He is out there collecting a paycheck. He does not care. You could tell last year he did not want to get back on that field and play football. His drive, like that passion that these young guys have to get out there and go ball out and make a name for himself, he doesn't care. He just wants to not get hurt. Yeah. Like, he's at that point in his life.
Sad, man. Sad. Guys, phone lines are open if you want to jump the line. 205-797-5337. Call in right now. Mr. Nobody wrote in on Mixler, 10-team PPR. Need to start 2 running back, 2 wide receiver, 1 flex. Here we got the running. Let's start with the running backs. Kenyon Drake, Miles Sanders, Kelly, and Jones. I think Jones is for sure. I mean, he should get all the work.
Aaron or Ronald?
I'm sorry, Ronald Jones. Aaron's off.
Yes, Aaron has a bye. Is there any other Jones? I don't think so. They're just Ronald Jones, right?
So we're looking at Ronald Jones. We're looking at Drake.
Sanders. We're looking at Josh Kelly.
I hate Thursday night games, but I think Ronald Jones is actually like playing quite well right now. And Leonard Fournette, I don't think he's going to play.
Yeah.
Godwin's out. Like, there's a bunch of guys out, and I think they're going to give the ball to Ronald Jones.
What's the latest on Drake? Did he pop up on an injury report?
No, he should.
Not that I've seen. I thought the word was that he got the wind knocked out of him, but he hasn't looked good.
No, he hasn't. But he's another one. If you're going to use him, like, probably going to be against the Jets.
It's to show me the money week.
If he doesn't do it, then
Yeah, I'm probably going to play Kenyon Drake this week. They're still giving him the touches. He looked like garbage last week against Carolina, but they're still giving him the touches. He's still running a ton of pass routes. He's running a significant amount more pass routes than what Chase Edmonds is running, but Chase Edmonds is just getting a higher, you know,
He's actually getting targeted.
Yeah. So I think it's got to be.
This is it. And then they're playing Dallas the week after. Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
these are such
juicy matchups. I do not want Ronald Jones. Maybe I would prefer Josh Kelly over Ronald Jones if it were me. And I don't think you can really sit Miles Sanders, right? There's no way you can sit Miles Sanders. So for me, it's going to be Miles Sanders and Kenyon Drake. But if you were feeling froggy, you could throw Josh Kelly in there or try to get him in your flex.
Okay. Well, we do have a flex open. Wide receivers for Mr. Nobody, Mike Thomas, DeAndre Hopkins, Tyreek Hill. Frankly, I think DeAndre Hopkins is going to be laughing at the whole Bill O'Brien thing too much to catch many balls this week. I would stay away from him.
Or he's just going to catch ridiculous passes and kind of just...
Yeah, he'd probably do that. Probably do that.
Like,
so,
what's up, Bill?
So out of those three, pick two. I think you would flex one of those over one of those running backs, right?
I didn't expect him to have top six wide receivers.
Start all three of them.
Yeah. Right? So that's what you're throwing in your flex there.
Okay.
And, of course, we're assuming Michael Thomas is playing, which I think he is.
Right. And if he's not, then you're going to throw one of those running backs in your flex.
You're fine.
Kelly specifically.
Kelly.
It's a good situation.
Okay. Let's go to the YouTube chat. Richard Brunt Jr. Do I pick up Chubb in waivers? Someone dropped him. I have Swift, Brady Cooks, Henderson, Justin Jackson on my bench. So who are you dropping to pick up? I mean, you got to pick up Chubb. So who are you dropping?
Okay. Say
the bench again.
Oh, it's on the screen.
Oh, I got it.
DeAndre Swift?
Probably Brady.
Brady, I don't know, Cooks, Brady or Cooks maybe. But this was what's going to suck is that you're going to wait. He's going to go on waivers. And you could probably just pick him up, I assume. And if you can pick him up instantly, comes in waivers or no?
It's Brady or Cooks for me. But Brady's doing pretty well. But
Cooks has the shit.
I'm still waiting for the Cooks to happen. That guy, I feel like it's going to happen. He's going to start balling out, but
is Romeo going to game plan to him?
Either way, I would 100% rather have Chubb hanging out, ready to go to win me my fantasy championship, assuming that COVID hasn't already beat all of us by then.
Okay,
it's slowly getting there.
All right, back to the Mixler chat, Oswaldo. I traded away Swift, Fitzpatrick, Hardman for Josh Allen PPR. Your thoughts? Fitz and Hardman were waiver wire pickups.
How did you do that?
That's a C senior
trade, man.
Who put this thing together? Me. That's who.
There you go, Oswaldo. You had a double drop. That was a good trade. Then he sent me poop. Then he sent me poop emojis. Then he sent me what looks like a cockroach emoji. And then Bobby Pigskin says, put on Eddie Santiago. I don't know what's going on in the chat. Wilson27 wants to know, is trading Mixon now to get CMC a good offer? Should I stick with sending Mixon for Kareem Hunt? I think after Mixon just put up huge numbers, he will let us down again this week against the Ravens. So would you rather have Kareem Hunt for Mixon or CMC for Mixon? Or would you keep Mixon?
I would take either of them. But it's CMC. I mean, what do you mean? Like, we might have two more weeks without CMC. That's the long version of this, right? Is probably two more weeks without CMC. So, I mean, I like Mixon. I do. But if your team is sitting there at like 4-0 or 3-1, and you have other players that you can put in there over the next 2 weeks, like, you're absolutely taking the number one overall draft pick from 4 weeks ago, who looked great, who is about to come back and still be a monster. Like, we've seen it. Mike Davis is killing it. CMC's better than Mike Davis. He's going to come back and
Davis.
You know, he's going to ball out.
All right. Bobby Pigskins, bench a questionable Mike Evans in a tough matchup or start any of the following, McLaren, Fuller, or Judy?
Probably Scary Terry. He's been quietly under the radar, absolutely killing it. I know that they're talking about benching if they haven't already guaranteed that they're benching.
Kyle Allen is starting.
Dwayne Haskins.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, I still think
Jalen Ramsey playing the Rams. Tough matchup. I mean, he'll probably get his fill. He may not have a 100-yard game, or he might. Who knows?
Dude, that guy is—he's magic, though. He is magic. And so this is in case that he doesn't start Mike Evans tomorrow night. Is that what he's wanting to know?
Well, he wants to know should he bench him because he's questionable. I mean, obviously you're gonna wait till the last second, but.
If not, it's Thursday. Take him out. That's it. Put somebody else in. Don't matter who.
Yeah, so this is on Wednesday when we're recording this show, if you're listening to it live. Tomorrow, if he's playing, you're playing Mike Evans.
Yeah, you have to.
Absolutely. The dude has five touchdowns in 4 weeks. He's a red zone monster he is Gronk for Tom Brady, even though Gronk's there.
If he stays healthy the whole rest of the season, there's like – he could finish top five easily. The best wide receiver.
It's possible. Hopkins is looking pretty good. Who's drumming on the mic?
I don't know. Let's swing over to the YouTube. Kevin wants to know thoughts on Bills versus Titans. Think they are playing? We were kind of talking about this before the show started. Lucas had a very hot take about what players owe us in fantasy, but we won't get into that.
No. Here's the hot take, okay? These guys, they need to play football. They need to practice football. They need to go home, eat, be with their family. They don't have any friends right now. Their friends are gone. They're not existent. They don't need to leave their house, okay? They need to be escorted to and from practice, and they need to realize that they are here for the rest of us that are dealing with all the COVID, all the crazes. We need football. We need our outlet. They need to know that right now their purpose in life is for us. They need to stop. They don't have a social life. It's not for them. Okay. This is for us. Quit it. Quit. Play football. Okay. That's it. Play some Call of Duty at home. Okay.
No, but I don't know. It's not looking good. It's not looking good for them to play this week.
Yeah.
It sucks.
We'll see what happens tomorrow, okay?
Right? There's going to be
That's what it is. If we get the big old zero.
A positive test Monday.
Yeah. If there's no new positive test tomorrow, we're trending, okay? We're trending in the right direction. So that's all I'm going to say.
All right. Phone lines are wide open, guys. If you want to call in, 205-797-5337, 205-79-SLEEP. We go back to the Mixler chat. Minimal impact. Play Drake or Gibson. Play Juju or Justin Jefferson, both standard. So who do we like, Drake or Gibson, Juju or Jefferson?
It's hard for me to bench Juju, so I think you're going to be putting that man in your lineup.
Juju and Gibson.
Wow. I mean, Seattle secondary isn't very great, but you're not sitting Juju, right? Like that's not
that's not
a thing. And I've seen Juju's falling down the rankings. They have him as a wide receiver 3. Like that's
I'll
a joke. That's a joke.
Him.
That is
he's gonna be fine.
That's an absolute joke. That is an absolute joke. Like I am by no means a Juju lover, but to have him as a wide receiver 3. That's just kind of a joke this week. He's a solid wide receiver too, and that's where he should be. And Gibson or Drake?
Oh, Gibson. I like Gibson. Kyle Allen.
Allen
played pretty well with CMC. CMC had a ridiculous year last year, and so did DJ Moore had a very good year too.
Against the Rams, though? Aaron Donald's going to eat that boy. We're going – I'm voting Drake. We might need a tiebreaker here, okay?
A lot of dump-offs to Antonio Gibson.
Drake versus the Jets or Antonio Gibson versus the Rams with a new quarterback. I don't think this is a good game to bench Haskins because what's going to happen? They're going to come in and Aaron Donald's going to feast and they're going to be all over Allen. And he's probably going to end up being benched at halftime, and Haskins is going to be brought back in because they need someone that's more mobile. That's rough.
I don't know. I'm interested. I'm interested to see what Kyle Allen can do on a different team.
So, Steve, buddy, what? Guy, pal, yeah. We need the tiebreaker here. Drake or Gibson?
I'm going Gibson. He's proven to me the past couple weeks he's putting the points on the board. Drake has not.
He's going to check down. I wouldn't be surprised if I saw like a 7-9 catch game for like 90 something, like another bold.
Well, this prediction. Is, yeah, but this is standard too. So I'm looking for the guy that's going to score the touchdown. I think Gibson's more likely to score a touchdown than Drake.
Yeah.
Richard Brunt Jr. Again, he wants a little clarification on the Chubb question. So the Chubb and waiver, I put his whole team up on the screen here. He just wants to know who to dump. So earlier we said Cooks, Swift.
It's either Cooks or Brady for me. But it's probably going to be Brady because didn't Pittsburgh – they just had their bye. They just moved their bye. So
Ben's your starter for the rest of the year.
Yeah,
you're fine.
So – and you don't need to hold on to Brady to, you know, pick between these two. It's not substantial enough. So if there's a week that Roethlisberger doesn't have – a quality matchup or you don't like that week, you can go and look for a fill in if you want to. There will guaranteed be something on the waivers, but go ahead and draw Brady, get Chubb, don't look back.
Good
running back depth. Decent running back depth.
Well, that's a good team. Good team. All right. Bobby Pigskins checking in. Trade OBJ for Aaron Rodgers, 12-team super flex. Quarterbacks are Fitz, Bridgewater, and Stafford. Wideouts are Julio, Diggs, Pascal, Marvin Jones, Jeffrey, Cole, and Zacchaeus.
Wide receivers, my man.
Are you upgrading quarterbacks with Aaron Rodgers? Get rid of OBJ? I don't think I am.
No, you need wide receivers.
So
that team,
the only way that I could do this is if you are trading OBJ and Ryan Fitz, because you have three quarterbacks, right? So there has to be – even your backup quarterbacks have to have some value. So you need to be trading Fitz and OBJ to this guy for Rodgers and some sort of a substantial enough wide receiver or running back that you could plug in when you need to.
Yeah. Yeah. Try to get Muhammad Sanu.
But just kidding.
But
straight up. But I like Sanu. All right, I like him too, but he just
needs to find a job. That's all. No, but like, what range of wide receiver are we talking about? Because he's got a couple number one, you know, in name guys and some pretty good guys. Who are we looking for here? Like somebody?
A wide receiver three, probably. You know, it would need to be something like a John Brown, maybe Higgins. If you could get Deontay Johnson or a Crowder or Ayuk, somebody in that range, you know, something that's like you could play him if you need to and you wouldn't be upset about it.
Okay. All right. Good. Let's swing over to the mail sack. We finally can get into the sack. A little NFL music. Bone Slab, that's a new one, wants to know, should the Titans get death penalty? No. No. What kind of question is that?
That's pretty severe.
It's a little drastic. All right, let's switch over.
I appreciate where this listener is coming from. I do appreciate where you are coming from.
Holy
here,
crap.
Okay? You know, it's like it's not quite, you know, you're little one notch higher than where I was at, okay? But I do appreciate the sentiment. I do think that when a team has this many issues that the NFL has to go in and give them stricter guidelines for what they need to follow and have a probe, you know, up there, you know what, making sure that they're following, because clearly they are doing something wrong. Okay. Clearly they are not doing what the other 31 teams are doing to stay safe here. Okay. Yeah. So,
well, didn't they say there was some kind of report that said they got together for a workout together? There's going to be a fine for sure. I don't think they're going to do any kind of like draft pick stuff or anything like that, but I'm sure there's going to be a monetary fine coming down eventually.
Yeah. I'm more thinking of like imposing certain things on them this season. Not okay. that, you know, that would actually be beneficial to them, but make them collectively be more, you know, just stricter in general on what they're allowed to do. And it really should be coming from their coaching staff that should have been on top of it. It shouldn't be the NFL having to come in and do these things. But clearly what they have going on within that organization there just isn't working, because this is several weeks in a row now.
All right, let's go to Lewis C.K. Why are the Chargers offering Ballage some work?
They are. Did you guys hear that? I didn't hear. I don't know anything about this.
I heard Kalen Ballage did some visits. I didn't hear that he was.
I mean, but here's the thing. And is he healthy? Is he COVID free? Then yeah, he's gonna get some work somewhere.
You know, in terms of,
he's gonna get some work. He's don't want to be signed by a team. I guarantee you, in the next like couple weeks, he's gonna be signed by someone.
Yeah, look, Chargers are just going to be looking for a little bit of depth. The Eckler thing, he was not able to put weight. It looked like he had a blown ACL, the way that he was not putting any weight on that whatsoever. So that hamstring, I hate to tell you guys, but I don't know that we're going to see Eckler back this season.
That's possible, yeah. It's possible. Yeah, I would.
It is possible. I mean, apparently it ripped off of something ripped a tendon or something really like bad.
Not like a little tear, but like we're talking like, you know, have you ever seen those videos of the dude that he'll sit there and the bicep like snaps right here and it like curls up and just has a big ball right here?
Yes.
I have a feeling that it might have been something like that with that dude's hamstring. So make arrangements.
Wouldn't worry too much about Ballage doing too much damage. Sean Peltz wants to know, start Robbie Anderson and DJ Moore.
Depends on if you're a Chris Godwin, a Devontae Adams, a Julio Jones owner, maybe.
The thing is, I mean, given the times right now, they're playing Atlanta, so that's a team that if you're going to do that on, it's perfectly acceptable. And I'm just looking at these two as like, you know, I don't love starting two wide receivers for the same team, but I also don't necessarily hate it. If it's going to be a high over under game and you know that everyone's going to be getting some work and getting some love, like,
why not?
Do it.
Yeah. I would never let anything like, oh, they're on the same team, stop you from starting a guy. Because, like, you know, you'd start if Julio was healthy, you'd start Julio and Calvin Ridley if they were both playing well against a good matchup.
Of course.
It wouldn't matter. Let's go to Louis C.K. is upset. BFTGDRMIL. How does Lucas get those rock hard abs? P90X, last nice. I heard. I don't know.
I don't know about the abs, baby. I got the guns.
Diet and exercise. Lois,
I got the COVID body.
You got the COVID body. The fever weight loss. Lois Einhorn, what is my purpose in this world? Listen to the radio show.
Your revenge on Dan Marino.
Tune in every Wednesday night, baby.
Right. How about a real question? Real question from R. Summers. Would you trade your Drake? We got a phone call. Sorry, R. Summers, you're going to have to wait. I don't know who this is, so let's find out. Good evening. Thank you for calling the Sleepwire Show. What is your name? What is your question?
This is DJ, man. I don't know if you guys remember me from last year.
I remember you.
Yeah, I remember the voice.
You remember?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
What's up, man?
Good to hear from you.
What's up?
Bringing the energy.
That's
what we
need.
Going to
be the same guy as I talked to last year. Here we go, right?
Hey.
That's funny, man. All right, man. New year, man. You know, it's crazy this year, right? All right, so here we go. I'll go kick it off. So I'll tell you what my team is. Is that cool?
Yeah.
Yep. Us.
All right, so I got Russell Wilson, Tyler Lockett. I got Boyd, Kupp, Kamara, Gibson, Hunter Henry, and I got Jerick McKinnon. Those are my starting right now. On the bench, I got Kelly, Ebron, James White, A.J. Brown, Eckler's out because he's hurt. All right, I got Edmonds, I got Higgins, I got Ayuk from 49ers receiver. I got Cousins as my backup because Russell Wilson's about to go on the bye, I believe, in week 6. Yeah, and so he's going to be my backup. And then I got Lazard in IR, and I got Damian Harris in the IR as well, which he's now active, but he's just sitting there right now. Okay. What do y'all think? Just what I just said right there.
I think you got a solid team. You have players to fill in when you need. You're pretty much, you know, you don't ever want to lose a big name player, but you've had some things that are falling your way here. Edmonds and Joshua Kelly, a couple of great plays. Obviously, Kelly's fallen into a pretty great situation. You already had Eckler, so you're just being safe there.
Exactly. Yeah, you're safe.
You know, you got a good squad. You have depth at every position.
Holy, can you? Okay, I got so. Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. What were you gonna say?
I was gonna say, are you trying to get Damian Harris on your bench? You're probably trying to think like, yeah, who could you drop? Because Damian Harris, I think, is definitely worth a bench spot. I mean, after his performance, after no practice, being on the IR, and just coming in, and can you read off your bench again?
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out a way I can activate him. So here's the thing: I got Hunter Henry as my tight end. I got a backup tight end. I picked up Eric Ebron. Okay, so my bench is right now. On my bench is Kelly, Ebron, James White, AJ Brown. I need to put Eckler in the IR spot probably. Edmonds, Higgins, Brandon Ayuk. That's my bench right now. So Eckler is not in the IR spot. He's actually just on the bench. So Damian Harris is actually in the IR spot because that's where he had been all this time. I just been stashing him.
So you're good.
Yeah, so Eckler and Harris are just going to rotate. Eckler's going to be on your IR for probably a minimum of 5 weeks is going to be my guess.
I'm saying at least six. That's my guess.
It's going to be, you know, the way that worked, he will not be back before earliest he'll be back is going to be week 10. And the way that looked, I mean, there's just no way. He's going to have to – that's such an easy injury to re-injure also. So I'm not sure we see a normal Eckler the rest of the season.
Okay. And then so I got Lazard, and I have two IR spots. Lazard's in my other IR spot. I was thinking about just going ahead and dropping him, right, putting Eckler there, and then activating Damian Harris, and then that's pretty much it.
Yeah, I don't think Lazard's worth hanging on to. I'm pretty sure
indefinitely, right? I hate when they say that. I don't know what that means.
It means there's no timetable for his return. So
it's so stupid.
You know, he's having certain. You know, I think that you can leave him there if you want to. But if it were me, I'd be using that IR spot to rotate players that are day to day out kind of players, and not just be holding on to Lazard because he's good, right? But with Adams back, and then you find a chemistry with the tight end there, I don't think it's worth him taking up that slot.
So you're thinking I drop Lazard and I put Eckler in the IR spot there, and then once I put Eckler in the IR spot, then I can actually activate Damian Harris onto my actual bench.
That's right. That's right. And then you can actually move players around.
Okay. What do you guys think about, do I keep Eric Ebron? Because I got Eric Ebron and Hunter Henry. Do I keep both of those? I got nine.
So for sure,
I got nine bench spots. Just so y'all know.
Ebron's been all right.
Yeah. So you're fine to keep him for now. He is your most expendable player. So if you ever do need to make any other kind of switches, Ebron's that guy that you can just drop and not worry about it.
Okay, would y'all start Hunter Henry or Ebron this week? I've been reading a lot about how he's like the best streamer out there. He's got like a really good matchup, you know, with Philly giving up what they've been getting.
He's a good streamer. So the thing about streamers is that those are players that are likely going to be available on your waiver wire. So if you don't have a good tight end, then that's a good upside play for that position. But the fact of the matter is, I'm not sure how many touchdowns that the Saints have given up to the tight end position, but I do know that Yahoo says they've given up the second most fantasy points.
Darren Waller destroyed.
And Hunter Henry and Herbert seem to be pretty simpatico there. So if it's me, I'm playing Hunter Henry.
I'm never sitting Hunter
Henry, all day long. All day long.
There's probably like six tight ends I would sit over Hunter Henry.
Okay, maybe. So would you guys drop Ebron right now? Because, I mean, Henry's got the bye going on, I think it's week 10. So, I mean, he's good for, you know, another 4 weeks. Would you drop Ebron and think of somebody else?
If you have somebody there that you want to take an upside shot on, go ahead. But Ebron's not a must hold by any means.
Like, who's on the waiver, I guess.
Okay, so like on my watch list right now, I usually kind of put a little watch list together. So I got really the best running back that might be actually out there is Jamal Williams, honestly.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
He's not going to have games like that.
Yeah, it's just an upside slot. So, you know, play with it.
Yeah, I got Hardman's out there. I was reading something about a guy named Jeff Smith today to play for the Jets.
He had 9 targets, I believe, or like 8 targets, 7 catches, like 81 yards or something. Joe Flacco's playing. Yeah. He knows how to play the game. I mean, the guy won a Super Bowl. that's a real big wild card, though. It's a real big wild card. And they're playing Arizona, so Patrick Peterson, who's going to be on – I don't know. So that would be a huge gamble.
Yeah, no, I don't think there's any significant value there.
Okay, so you guys think I can just keep Ebron on the bench then?
Yeah, just keep him.
For now. And going forward, if some other players emerge, you know, that's he's a guy that you can drop.
Okay, got it. And then what do you guys think about Kirk Cousins as the backup? I mean, the other quarterbacks that are available are on my watch list. I mean, Herbert's gone. You know, I mean, it's a pretty competitive league this year for sure. I got Garoppolo, Jones, Bridgewater, Fitzpatrick, Rivers, and Foles are pretty much like the viable options, if you want to call them viable options.
Yeah, probably Bridgewater.
Yeah, what'd you say Russell's bye week was?
It's week six. So Bridgewater, week six, he's got Chicago, and then Cousins, I believe he has Atlanta. And they're getting up the first. Ooh. Yeah, Atlanta.
Yeah, I think Cousins is fine. Just hold on to Cousins. He'll be, you know, all you need him for is that bye week fill in, and that's a good matchup week six for him.
It's a very good matchup.
All right, y'all think I can make any trades or anything with my current team, or just keep it as is?
You got healthy players, COVID free. I would stay the course.
Yeah, I think this year, honestly, this is the year of depth. This is going to be the year of depth. Who can field a full roster?
Yep.
Yeah, and that's what I'm trying to do. So, like, I mean, the only reason I lost my matches last time is because Eckler got hurt. I lost by, like, 4 points because Eckler got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
It's unfortunate. Yep.
You know, so now instead of being 3-1, I'm 2-2.
Yep, that's painful.
Yeah.
But you're going to be all right, though.
Yeah,
you're
so that's
be
all right. Yeah. All right, so y'all saying, all right, so I got McKinney as my flex, Henry as my tight end, Gibson as my running back, and Kamara, with Cup, Boyd, Luckett, and Wilson as my starters. Do I start Kelly? Do I start James White? Do I keep your
lineup as is?
Or Damian Harris?
I would keep your lineup as is. I would do absolutely nothing to it.
All right.
That is me. Those are the exact guys that I would start if that was my team.
All right, cool. Appreciate it. All right, anybody else? I got Blankenship as my kicker. Should I switch the kicker and keep Blankenship?
Nah, keep the glasses, man. Keep the glasses.
And then Tampa's my defense against Chicago.
I like that. Tampa defense against Chicago, guys. Pretty good?
Yeah.
I think it's fine. That. It's fine.
Chicago's pretty bad. Nick Foles is not that good.
Would you guys go with another defense? The defenses that I have on my watch list right now are Cleveland, Houston, Tennessee, Washington, New York, Jacksonville. I saw Jacksonville may have been a good one. Carolina, Los Angeles Chargers, New York going against Dallas, Cincinnati going against Baltimore. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
No, Tampa's a good play this week, so I'd go ahead and play Tampa.
All right, cool. All right, well, that's pretty much it, fellas. I appreciate y'all.
All right, DJ.
Yeah,
nice to hear from you. Good luck. I said, nice to hear from you again. Good luck this week. Call in again when you need it. And have a good week, man. Stay healthy.
All right, man.
DJ's out. All right, guys. Phone lines are wide open. 205-797-5337. You can call in. Skip the line. I know R. Summers is waiting for his question. Let's knock that out real quick, then we'll go back to Sean Peltz. He added some information to his. R. Summers, would you trade your Drake, Fuller, and Hockenson for CMC half point?
Drake, Fuller, and Hockenson?
Drake, Fuller, and who's he getting back?
Christian McCaffrey.
Yes.
Oh, this is on the list. This is on the sack. Okay. All right. I see it right here.
Do it.
Is that guy gonna take it though? That's the question. If you're the CMC owner, would you do that? I wouldn't.
Sounds like this guy needs depth. He's getting a wide receiver, a tight end, and a running back that he can play now. This guy's probably 1-3, 0-4, and panicking. So yeah, do it.
Okay.
Right there for you. Is that George? Is that George who wrote in?
Oh.
BFTG pod?
Probably, yes. Sean Peltz. Okay, so this was the Robbie Anderson, DJ Moore question. His receivers are Keenan Allen, Odell, DJ Moore. He has Devontae Adams on bye. His running backs are Jonathan Taylor, James Robinson. And then he wants to know for the flex, should he start Robbie Anderson? So that was where the question was, should he start Robbie or Miles in the flex? Because he's already got three wide receiver spots filled up.
I don't know. I'll go Robbie Anderson. Atlanta's bad.
I'm probably going. Hey.
Atlanta's
bad. I always like the running backs.
Me too.
I always like the starting running backs.
But Robbie Anderson, like, I am blown away by his performance right now. I'm like beyond flabbergasted. Along with the rest of the fantasy world.
Yeah. But at the same time,
he's playing good. Who are the other running backs?
Well, it's just
Jonathan Taylor, James Robinson.
James Robinson, actually. Never mind. I changed my answer wholeheartedly.
Wait, you can't change your answer because he's already start. What do you mean? You're putting Miles in for James Robinson and then flexing Robbie Anderson?
Oh, no.
His two starting running backs are Taylor and Robinson, and then he's got Miles he can flex in.
Never mind. So you're still
Robbie Anderson.
I misinterpreted. Yeah. Okay.
Luke's, yeah. Yeah. So Miles in the flex for me.
Okay. All right. Well, how do we break this for Sean? Miles, would you call that the safer bet, and Robbie Anderson the more upside play? Is that how you would describe it?
Yeah. Miles is guaranteed his touches. He's going to get touches.
Yeah. I mean, Robbie Anderson's that, especially if DJ Moore doesn't get the targets and ends up going, you know, Robbie Anderson, he's the guy that can take it to the house. So, and he's been playing well, but I'm not playing him over your healthy running back that you likely took in the first round. Pittsburgh's pretty good, but, you know, this guy's getting guaranteed work.
Absolutely. Really good.
Guaranteed work.
Would you swing Robbie Anderson down into starting wide receiver, take DJ Moore out, and then flex Sanders?
No, I mean, I do like Anderson. They're basically back to back in my rankings right now, DJ Moore and Robbie Anderson. So you are flipping a coin a little bit to see which one it's going to be.
Okay. All right. We did our summers. Let's jump over to some of the stream chat here. Danny wants to know, what are your thoughts on Josh Jacobs and Miles Sanders rest of season? Actually, thinking about trying to flip one of them after a good week. Good move or no?
Yeah. I mean, I think Josh Jacobs is going to be, you know, he's not a huge PPR guy, but he's going to be getting really consistent work. The Eagles are such a bad team that if you can flip, you know, Miles Sanders is going to have big games and then he's going to have small games. And so if you can flip Miles Sanders for something big, I would go ahead and do it. He seems like someone that could get hurt again this season at some point. He's not a beefy dude that looks like he can sustain a lot of hits. So, yeah, if he has a good game, I'm absolutely okay trying to flip Sanders.
I would keep Josh Jacobs. Okay. I think he'll be fine.
All right, guys, we had a call, but caller hung up. Caller, call back 205-797-5337. Let's go to Nathan Steed. Do you think OBJ for Darren Waller was a good trade? By the way, I have Noah Font and Dalton Schultz. So I'm guessing he got rid of Darren Waller for OBJ. That's the way I'm reading this.
Yeah, fine trade. I like OBJ.
For Darren Waller? I don't know. I feel like he could have probably got like...
He has Fenton Schultz.
No, I'm saying like I think he probably could have got maybe a little bit more than OBJ.
What do you think he could have got?
Let's go to the rankings.
All right. Well, I think that's a good trade. Let's go to the next one.
I think it's a good trade. BTFG pod, need a flex, half point. T. Higgins or Preston Williams this week?
Give me. I like T. Higgins.
I like T. Higgins too, even against Baltimore.
T. Higgins is the man. All right, Wilson 20. Oh, actually, let me go back to Oswaldo. Oh, we got the call. Call up, call back. We got to take the call. That's how it works. Good evening, caller. Thanks for calling the Sleeper Wire Show. What's your name? Hello, caller. You're on the radio, idiot. Who is this? Hello? Hello? Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry. Bye.
Okay. I don't know.
Okay.
Sorry about
Thank
that.
Thank you.
Oswaldo Andrade, can y'all talk more about De'Ernest Johnson? Is he worth stashing since Chubb got hurt? If not, I would just drop him for Higgins now, standard league.
I'm a big fan of De'Ernest Johnson. I think that Stefanski wants to use two running backs. He clearly did it with Chubb and Hunt. I understand Chubb is leagues at better than De'Ernest Johnson, but he got his carries. Yes, it was against my awful, awful, awful Dallas Cowboys defense. But I don't know. I think he's going to still use him. Hunt's going to get majority of the touches, but I wouldn't be surprised if De'Ernest actually handled more rushes. I know that sounds crazy, but like if I could see 15 carries for him, but like 25 touches for Kareem Hunt.
Yeah, so right now – Hunt has been dealing with the groin injury, which that's something that they're kind of nursing him back. And they were bringing Hunt into the red zone after Chubb had gotten hurt. They were using Hunt and for the important plays, and they were using Johnson just as that guy to be in there. And he ran really hard. He came in there, but we do need to settle expectations down because Hunt is leagues better and he's going to be used in the passing game. He's going to be used in the red zone. I don't know that we should expect a lot of touchdowns for Johnson, but I think that he will get a fair amount of touches. So I think he has a pretty safe floor of like 8 to 10 points every week. But in this current climate that we have right now, that's a very valuable player to have.
All right. Oh, Wilson 27 popped in here. He wanted to trade alert. He wanted the alarm. Just traded Raheem Mostert and Dalton Schultz for Kittle. I'm stacked at running back. Would you say that's a win for me? Give him some validation, guys.
Senor.
That's a ridiculous win, actually. You stole from him.
I'll give you 3 C senors for that. Good job, Wilson. Good job. Minimal impact. Oh, this is a good
free.
This is a good question because this guy has been very disappointing. Slayton was dropped to the waivers. How aggressively would you go after him? He'd be my wide receiver 4 or 5. I've spent 25% of my fab already. I'd be dropping Brandon Cooks.
Yeah, 5%, 7%, maybe. You know, I'm not super excited about anything Giants offense related, but you know, he's a guy that'll have some games and hopefully during one of your bye weeks when you might actually have to use him, it'll be one of those good games that he puts up 120 in a touchdown for
this
you.
This is another week for him that it's a show me the money week for me. Like, this is the last week I can
kind of, and he should do it against the Cowboys.
He should have done it the past couple weeks. Like,
they apparently have a very easy, I know that stats are going to change. Teams are going to get better, worse, whatever. We still have a long way to go, but like they apparently have a very easy schedule towards the end of the season, like middle, or you know. So I don't know. I'm a Cowboys fan. I don't like Giants on my team.
Okay, fair enough.
Quality fantasy advice there, Sven.
I put emotion into it. I would have not been on that team in 21. All right.
That's right.
Jacob Savage wants to know, do you think Mahomes will have a lot of points this week?
Yes.
I mean, I would gamble and say that yes, just based off of past performance.
Okay. Sorry, Savage. I said Savage. It's Savage. That's the cool pronunciation of Savage. BFTG Pod. 16-team, half-point PPR. Current tight ends are Cook and Herndon. Would you trade Kayvon for Jimmy Graham?
If you could do that.
Are you starting 2 tight ends?
This guy could do that because he plays with a bunch of scrubs, so he would definitely pull that off.
Yeah, do it, baby. Do it.
I would do it. Keyshawn Vaughn, I don't know.
I almost forgot who Keyshawn Vaughn was.
One tight end, he says.
Yeah, I would start Graham. I would still start Graham over, Chris Herndon.
I don't know.
Joe Flacco playing this week. It's different. It's going to be a different game, I feel like. Not that he's Joe Flacco of old, but, like, he's Joe Flacco. I mean, he's been around.
So the thing is that Brady does enjoy checking down. We saw James White be very successful with Brady. And while Fournette is out, I think that Keyshawn Vaughn will have value because Ronald Jones cannot catch the football. Dude has board hands. So that he's like, they're just taped up like this, and it looks like he's So until Fournette gets back, Vaughn will have a small role. But I would go ahead and take Graham.
All right. We got a call. Caller, thanks for calling the Sleepwire Show. What is your name?
Yeah. Hello, my name's Alex.
Hi, Alex. What's your question for us?
How much points do you think Tyler Lockett is going to get next week?
How many points will Tyler Lockett get this week? What do you guys think?
I think that Tyler Lockett puts up 22 points this week.
That's good.
You guys can just listen on your phone. You don't have, it's a delay if you listen on the radio. Just listen in your phone. So is that your favorite player, Alex?
Yeah.
All right, well, Mr. Show Me the Money Primetime says 22 points. Sven, how many points is Tyler Lockett getting this week?
Yeah, I don't know. I think I'm gonna up you. I'm gonna say 24 actually.
Whoa! All right.
Vikings are not a good team, and Russell Wilson is just Russell, so he's gonna throw the ball a lot.
Yeah, on my fantasy too, I have him too, so that's good.
What's your record, buddy? How you doing? Wins and losses.
I'm 3-1 right now.
That's awesome. Good job.
Oh, yes. Better than a lot of guys I know.
Better than me. Jeez. All right, Alex, thanks for calling in, man. Feel free to call back anytime. Thanks for tuning in to the Sleepwire Show.
All right, thank you.
All right, buddy.
Yeah, appreciate the call.
Get back to questions. Bobby Pigskin, Ertz versus Jonnu rest of season.
I don't like anyone in the Titans.
Assuming Titans play football.
Eagles are bad. Carson Wentz is not good. Like, this is – it's I. this is – oh, man. I don't know. I like Jonnu. He's part of that game plan. He's part of the game plan. It's give it to Derrick Henry and it's throw it to Jonnu. Whether AJ Brown is on the field.
I would still rather have Ertz rest of the season. I'm not giving up on Ertz.
I'd rather have
Jonnu. We know what Ertz is. Like, that dude's a stud.
I'd rather have Jonnu.
I really like Jonnu.
All right. Jacob Savage wants to know, who do you think will win the Super Bowl? I think it's the Seahawks.
I can see the Chiefs repeating.
The Seahawks could be in there.
They have zero defense though. Like, their pass defense is not that good.
What is the one team that you think could sneak into the Super Bowl that nobody's expecting right now?
Oof. I mean, I could see the Steelers actually. Like, Big Ben in the playoffs is a Big Ben's in the playoffs. Like, he is a good playoff quarterback. He's been there. He's won some Super Bowls. He's been to many. I think that they could be a sneaky team. They're a solid defense. It's unbelievable.
I'm going to go ahead and go Buffalo.
Ooh, that would be interesting. Okay.
I mean, with the way they're playing right now, I feel like everyone expects it. But I get
a Super Bowl?
I mean, they're looking good. They're looking pretty good.
They are, but in terms of a team that's expected, that's not a high profile.
Yeah,
team.
True.
You know, they're not. Chiefs or Seattle, or I haven't looked at the lines to see what the bets are.
This
right
guy
now.
Says I'm Miami. I don't know how if I could permaban this guy from ever watching the stream again, I would. I don't know how. He has James Robinson, Mixon, Connor, and Swift. Vaughn was picked off the waivers. Okay, so this is a previous question about the 16 team tight end with Cook and Herndon, and he's talking about trading Vaughn for Graham. So this is his lineup here. Vaughn was picked off the waiver. So I think we're still okay with trading Vaughn for Graham, right?
Do it. Do it. Yeah. Do it.
Do it. Do it. All right. Nathan Stee, DJ Chark Jr., and Nyheim Hines trade for Kareem Hunt. Good trade
If you're getting Kareem.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're on the Kareem Hunt side, that is a good trade for you.
I would need to have a wide receiver in order to trade Kareem Hunt for that.
Mini Jordan 718, what are the chances the Bills and Tennessee play? I currently have Singletary, Janu, and Allen. We talked about this a little bit before. We kind of got to wait and see how the test results come back tomorrow.
If there's a new positive tomorrow, I'm going to say 80% they do not play. And if there is no new test, I'm going to say probably a 60 to 70% that they do.
Okay. George got the trade. Nice job. Put that trade in.
Who put this thing together? Me! That's who!
Good job, George. Put that trade together. All right, heat culture. Back to the sack. Heat culture. Wide receivers, Tyreek Hill, McLaurin, Diggs, Jefferson, Debo, John Brown. Running backs, Henry, Carson, Taylor, McKinnon, Dobbins, and Moss. Tight end Schultz, I need a quarterback. Who can I trade for one, upgrade somewhere, or do I drop Zach Moss? Man, this is a good depth, solid team. I would.
Moss is droppable.
Yeah, I would almost stream quarterback.
Yeah.
Moss is droppable, but you have enough running back depth that you could trade one of your lower end running backs for a significant piece. Probably McKinnon.
I was going to say McKinnon while he's healthy.
I would probably trade McKinnon before Mostert gets back into the swing of things and just shoot for like you're not going to get a top guy, but there's going to be somebody that has two quarterbacks on their team. Go shoot for Burrow or Goff or Matt Ryan, Tannehill, someone in that range.
Okay. Sven, you good? You good with that?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right. We got a caller. I believe I know who this is.
Now, I would just like to introduce y'all to the man, the myth, the legend, the MVP front runner. If anybody else got to say something different about that, then come see me. If you got an issue with that, come see me.
It's Curtis, baby! What's up, Curtis?
What's up, guys? What's up, man?
Need some fireworks going off.
Curtis, please tell me you got a win this week. Hey, please. Hey.
Fucking dominated this week.
That's what I'm talking about, boy.
It felt so good. Oh my god, it felt so good.
No more goose egg in the win column, baby. Oh, we're making a run.
I feel so good, man. George Kittle went off. Mark Cooper went off. Devontae Parker had went off. It was a perfect storm. Then I had a cold defense. And then I had a number one kicker as well. Oh, it was perfect. It was just perfect. It was a perfect storm. Perfect storm.
Good man, good man. What do you got this week? What do you got? What was your question this week?
Okay, a few questions, but I literally just made a trade. I'm done with Kendrick. Kendrick got to go, so I trade him for Raheem Mostert. How do you guys feel about that?
Who was it?
I trade him for Raheem Mostert.
No, who was it though? Who did you trade away?
Oh, I trade with Kendrick.
Yeah, I think it's okay. I think that's a fine trade. Because when Mostert comes back, we know Mostert's getting work and putting up points. And Drake, you know, he could be what we saw last year, but he's not looking that good. And clearly Arizona looks like a team that can be figured out. So I think it's a fine trade.
Agreed.
All right. A few quick questions. How you feel about the trade? Another trade I just made. I traded Todd Gurley and what's the dude's name? Jefferson. Justin Jefferson, the receiver for the Vikings. I traded both of those players for Michael Thomas and Ronald Jones. So how do you feel about that?
Curtis, they're going to kick you out of the league if you keep doing this stuff, man.
Damn.
They're going to kick you out. Man, you made someone else eat the last couple of weeks of Michael Thomas being out.
Holy crap.
Hey, that is selling high on a couple of players.
Yeah. Link, it's another league where this guy is 0-4 and he's on full tilt. And he's desperate for a win, and I guess he saw a girly. He actually came to me because he wanted a girly, and then I kind of talked to him for a little bit, and convinced him like, okay, I made a trade with such and such, but I need Michael Thomas. Now I was able to get Thomas from him. So I felt good about that.
The art of the deal with Curtis. I love it. I love it.
You know how they were talking about that Trump had that he had a ghostwriter for that book, right? I think it was Curtis. I think it was Curtis, baby.
All right, guys. All right, quick few questions. All right, guys. What are your guys' thoughts on Marcus Thomas? You think he's coming back, or are they going to suck it out and let wait 2 weeks? Cause I know the next week the season's going by. So you guys think gonna play this Monday, or they gonna say it'll outright rest them?
So I think that as a business decision, that they were probably rest him. Now what they may do is they may activate him. Don't be surprised if they activate him, and then they kind of see how that game is trending, and then if they're needing a little pick me up, that they might get him out there. But if they go out there and the Saints just get a lead and hang on to it, then they have no reason to push him harder than what they need to. So I would not expect to get a real game out of Michael Thomas until after his bye.
All right. Makes sense. All right, guys. So if that's the case, all right. And my flex, who do you like better? Devontae Parker or AJ Brown or Raheem Mostert? Actually, if Raheem Mostert come back this week, or Jonah Smith.
What was the first one again?
The first one was Devontae Parker, AJ Brown, Jonah Smith, and Raheem Mostert.
And how many of these boys do we need?
One.
I need one.
For the flex. I mean, Jonnu, let's just say the Titans aren't playing.
Parker's
been pretty good. He's been pretty solid.
Been good, so I think I'm playing Parker.
He's been, like, really good, actually.
Parker deserves a playing spot. Get that boy in there. Let him get you some fantasy points. Yeah, I'm going Parker.
All right, guys. Another quick question, guys. All right, a guy just came to me. He came to me wanting to trade. He's trying to trade for my Ridley. He wants to trade me for my Ridley. He wants to trade Woods and who was it? It was Woods in the third one piece. I think it was Woods and Montgomery for Calvin Ridley.
Woods and Montgomery for Calvin Ridley.
Yes.
He's trading those to you?
Yes, he's trading that to me.
And do you need a running back?
I do not need. The thing is, I don't need a running back at all. He is a run. This one, my other leagues, I'm very running back deep in this league.
You're running back deep, and he's trying to trade you Montgomery.
He's trying to trade me Montgomery because he really wants Ridley. I'm trailing because he had a donut last week. I could care less. I still want.
No. I think even with a donut last week, isn't Ridley still like the number three wide receiver on the season?
Yes, that is correct.
And that defense is so bad. It's not getting better the rest of the season, my dude. So Ridley's going to ball out. Don't worry about it. You know, he's trying to buy Ridley because that big zero right there that you had in your lineup last week that's pissing you off right now, he's trying to capitalize on that. So, no, if you don't need running backs, then you're going to get a running back that's going to sit on your bench and then you're downgrading from Ridley to Woods. So it doesn't help your team.
I got you. All right, guys. Another quick question. This week, who you like better, Big Ben versus Philly or Bridgewater versus Atlanta?
It's tough for me to not want to sit or to not want to play quarterbacks against Atlanta. So I think I'm going Bridgewater because you have a running back there in Mike Davis that can catch the ball and run and do things that gets the quarterback points. You have obviously you have what we've been talking about with DJ Moore and Anderson. And then even Ian Thomas got a little love in the end zone last week. So Bridgewater's starting to feel himself. I think go ahead and play Bridgewater, man.
Yeah. I like the upside of Bridgewater a lot. Big Ben would be a safe play, but I feel like Bridgewater could ball out against Atlanta.
I think they're both similar.
They both have similar games, maybe. I don't know.
I'm not expecting. It's not like the writing is on the wall that either of these guys is just going to have this monster 40-point week, right? But they both have a pretty safe floor of like 18 points. So I think you're looking at both of them to score somewhere between 20 to 28 points, and you know, it's kind of pick 'em.
All right. Sounds all right. And last quick question. What are we doing with T.Y. Hilton? Can we go ahead and drop this bum or what? I can't do it. I'm right there with you.
So here's what's going to happen. If he's going to have a good week, it's going to be this week against Cleveland. So I would let that good week happen against Cleveland and then try to trade him, because you seem to have leagues that will actually trade with you. So, you know, hold him for one more week. You've already held him. If he has a good week, trade him. And if he doesn't have a good week, well, then you were just going to drop him anyway, right? So
yeah.
let somebody go blow some fab on.
Curtis will go trade him for Devontae Adams. Just watch.
He'll make it happen.
Hey, that's right, guys, man. Let me. I appreciate help as always, guys. You guys, are fucking number one, man.
All right, brother.
All right, good 2-3 next week, baby.
Yep.
Appreciate the call, man.
Hey, let's get it.
The comeback is real. He is on a roll. All right, Curtis, thanks for the call. Guys, the phone lines are wide open. 205-797-5337, 205-79-SLEEP on your phone. Okay, we're going to jump back into some YouTube questions here. JAC, I'm in a 10-man, 0.75 PPR. I'm stacked at running back. Fortunately, I have drafted DJ Moore in the fourth round. I'm looking for a new wide receiver one. My running backs are Zeke, Aaron Jones, Miles Sanders, and James Robinson. I got two trades. James Robinson for Metcalf, and the second is Miles Sanders for Russell Gage and Stephon Diggs. Which one should I take?
If you were going to do one of these,
I'd go for the Diggs and Russell Gage just because I want to get rid of Miles Sanders.
See, the thing for me, though, is that if I'm going to trade Miles Sanders, I like Diggs quite a bit. Russell Gage, to me, is kind of a throwaway player now. He's going to be a very annoying player to have because he's the third wide receiver, but they have other guys that they're going to bring in and throw to also, which we just saw. So I'm not sure that he's going to be as dependable as what we would have liked him to be. So really, this is kind of Miles Sanders for Diggs, which is okay if you really like Diggs. I do like Diggs.
I feel like you can get another piece.
But see, I don't even necessarily want another piece, right? And at this point, I just want Miles Sanders for a top-end wide receiver. And I'm sitting here trying to think, okay, what else can he get?
I mean, healthy top but running backs right now.
Honestly, yeah.
You know, I feel like they're valued. They have to be valued a little bit higher.
Mm. Which running back do you guys like better for the rest of the season, Robinson or Miles Sanders?
I like Robinson. I still like Robinson.
Sanders for me.
I would get DK.
Yeah.
I think I would trade Robinson and get DK.
I would do that too.
I mean, that would
DK is a top eight wide receiver rest of the way.
It's not a terrible trade, but you also have to know now that like Miles Sanders has this injury.
But he's stacked at running back.
That is also true. He's not going to start the running backs he has.
And he's getting, you know, he's trading a free agent pickup from the worst team in the NFL for a wide receiver that we all knew was going to be a stud this year that is outperforming.
I think the Jets might take exception to that. I don't know about that. Worst team in the NFL.
I mean, Jacksonville's pretty bad. When I saw them get manhandled on Thursday night by Miami, they were competing pretty hard for that title.
Yeah, well, and this has happened in teams before where you can kind of tell they're not explicitly tanking, but they're not exactly trying to win. And I think that's what you're getting with Jacksonville, is they're not going to roll over, but they're not going to try to win games. You know, they want a high draft pick with some of these teams. So I like that Metcalf for Robinson trade a lot. I really like that.
Yep.
I think Sven's more on the Miles side, but I like that. Mini Jordan, did I overpay for D'Ernest Johnson, $20, and Justin Jackson, $15 in PPR?
You did not.
No. I think that's good. I spent a little bit more on him in a couple leagues.
I spent, in a $200 budget league, I spent $44 on him. And there was two people that spent $42, and then a bunch of other people that spent less. I do have Kareem Hunt, and it is a standard with yardage bonuses. So it's a slightly different format, but I'm pretty happy with that.
All right. On to Julian Gross. Should I trade Julio for Kenyon Drake and Jameson Crowder? I think I would right now, actually. I think I would. I got a bad feeling Julio is turning into AJ Jones or AJ Green.
Don't say T.Y. Hilton, A.J. Green, Julio Jones,
I don't know.
All once great wide receivers that are now old in a young man's game.
And they're not even that old.
They're not that young.
I mean, I think you could get more for Julio if he wasn't injured. Yeah. Like, if you held him, I'd hate to
hold him for 1 week. I mean, but then again.
But see, here's the issue. If Kenyon Drake has a week this week.
Yeah.
I would, yeah, true.
And that's not going to happen. Okay. You know, Kenyon Drake was drafted first or second round everywhere.
Yeah.
So, and Jameson Crowder is a PPR monster. That guy should have been going fourth or fifth round in PPR leagues.
You might have to take the name value loss on this one, I think. I like the pieces you get back. What do you think? Sven,
do it.
Are you out on Julio as well?
I don't know, man. I love Julio.
I used to yell when every time I saw his name, I used to Julio Jones, but I can't do it anymore. It just doesn't.
Yeah. You remember that league that you won with Julio Jones on your team back in 2016? It doesn't matter anymore. All right, he's not performing this year. All right, he's in the like at risk. He's in the at risk bracket for COVID. You know what I mean? Like, so.
Twilight of his career. Mini Jordan PPR. I need to drop three just in case the Bills game is canceled. Who's droppable? On the screen is his list. Man. Okay.
Moss.
Yeah. Marvin Jones. Oh Lord. Marvin Jones and Moss for me. One, because he's on a bye, and two, he hasn't done shit.
I need three. So Moss, Jones.
Wait, he has to drop three?
Yeah.
So it's Moss and Marvin Jones. Otherwise, you're not dropping
any of your wide receivers.
So this is going to be Justin Jackson, Moss, and Marvin Jones if you're dropping three.
Not Madison?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, all right. You convince me. Madison, honestly, Madison kind of just got
Jackson and Jackson and D'Ernest are actually going to be involved. I mean, Madison got touches.
I'm switching it from Justin to Madison. It's Madison. It's Madison, Moss, and Marvin.
Should the game be canceled, which it's not looking good, maybe play Tuesday or Monday. We don't know.
Mini Jordan wants to know best streaming quarterback: Goff, Jimmy G, Carr, Herbert, Baker. Good question.
Give me the Herbert.
Yeah. I really like Herbert too, actually.
Yeah, he's good. Looking really good. Jacksonville tanking for Trevor Lawrence. Okay.
It's completely possible.
Yeah, very possible.
Nathan's tanking.
They're just bad.
It's not good.
That would mean that they have a plan, right? Jacksonville, they don't look like a team with a plan. They're just like putting guys on a football field, okay? And they're just bad.
Just filling up the seats. Nathan Steed, do you think OBJ will keep getting the ball, or should I try to trade him?
Absolutely. They just lost Chubb. They just lost their permanent fixture on the ground. They're bringing in Johnson, but he's not Chubb. And Hunt's specialty is through the air, little mixture, little of both.
He's very good, though.
He is very good, but they lost a significant piece to the offense, which generally means other significant pieces in the offense are relied on more heavily. OBJ is a stud. The dude gets it on jet sweeps. The dude catches passes from wide receivers. The dude does it all. He's a stud. Keep him.
So you're keeping him. Okay.
Yeah. Rest of season. You're good with that? Keep OBJ? I mean, now would probably be the time to trade him. You'd get the most value for him.
I was going to trade him, exactly. It would depend on what I could get for him right now.
Yeah.
I guess.
I mean, there, you should never have a player that's not tradable, right? So, like, if you're getting a good offer for him, but I'm very happy to have OBJ and be using him in my starting lineup.
Yeah. Yeah, if he was, like, your second wide receiver and you could get, like, a, I don't know, like a Dalvin Cook or something, I might do that. I might
do that. Yeah, I mean, hell yeah. You can get the number, what, 2 running back?
Yeah, but that's, we'll see.
He's 11 right now, OBJ. He's the 11th wide receiver in PPR.
Yeah.
Dalvin Cook is the number 3 running back.
Nathan, if you have any, like, a specific trade question, put it in the chat there. We'll try to address it. Mini Jordan, rest of season, Tonyan or Janu PPR?
I got to be honest, it's Tonyan for me. I think this guy is going to sneak into the top 5 and stay there. Isn't he the tight end 1?
He is. I was going to say I need to see one more week, but I don't know. Rodgers is like,
What do you need to know? There's only been one time this entire season that Tonyan has been targeted that the ball did not stay in his hands. Between the two of them, they are 13 for 14. He's been targeted 14 times. He has 13 receptions and 5 touchdowns.
Damn. And we know Aaron Rodgers loves his tight ends. We know that.
I trust Aaron more than Ryan Tannehill, plus the Titans. I mean,
it's gross, and I missed out on Tonyan. I didn't see this coming.
Nathan Steed. Okay, so you wrote back a little bit on the OBJ question. Do you think OBJ for the trade, what if I'm trading him for DK Metcalf? What do you think in that situation?
DK Metcalf.
Wait, he's trading who for DK?
OBJ.
OBJ. I would totally do that.
I don't know why. Why? What's the point? Wide receiver for wide receiver, just straight up. I mean,
yes, DK is like, but yeah.
I don't know.
I'd rather have DK than OBJ.
OBJ is clearly the number 1. DK is still sitting there with Tyler Lockett. Kind of. I don't know. I think I'd rather have OBJ, but.
Okay, let's get back to Oswaldo. Should I add Bills defense and drop Higgins? I currently have Rams defense. I don't think you want to add a defense that might not play this week. I would just stay put. But I do like Rams? That Bills defense throughout the season.
Who are they playing again? They're playing Kyle Allen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rams are going to eat this week. You're not dropping
The Rams. Yeah.
Yeah. Leave that alone, Oswaldo. Black Mamba, best trade value for Gurley and DJ Chark. So that's the package. What are you taking that out? You taking that out on the street? What are you looking for Gurley and DJ Chark?
Someone that's in the top 5 of wide receivers or running backs right now.
For both of them?
Yeah. If you're trading Gurley and Chark away, you're shooting for a top 5 player. Well, Chark just came off a 25-point week, and Gurley just came off a big week also. So there's somebody that is going to see 2 very usable players for their team and there's people that are hurting.
Give me Aaron Jones.
All right.
Maybe a Zeke?
Yeah, I was going to say Zeke. He was one I was thinking of too. He's kind of waiting to come on a little bit here. That's a good one. All right, that's
feel,
more than
I feel like he's a kind of a buy low candidate.
Yeah, he is. That's you aimed a lot higher than I was expecting. That's cool. Shoot for the moon, you will end up in the stars, right? Isn't that what they say? Who is this calling? They hung up. Caller, call back from the 626 area code. All right, back to the mail sack. We got a couple more questions and then we'll wrap it up unless we get another call. The number is 205-797-5337. Mr. Kilza, I think this guy's from Wu-Tang Clan. Would you rather have Joshua Kelly or Antonio Gibson full PPR?
Give me Josh Kelly.
I don't know. I like Antonio Gibson.
I like the Chargers offense.
And with
Eckler out, give me some Jake Hell, baby.
But I think Gibson is the guy there.
Ooh.
Well, I got an idea. Let's ask the caller. Hey, caller, what's your name?
Jesus, go Raiders.
Hey, Jesus, go Raiders. Hey, we need you to break a tie. All right, Joshua Kelly or Antonio Gibson rest of season, full PPR. Who do you like?
Full PPR? Well, you got to go Kelly because he's getting the carries, right?
Well, there you go. There you go, Mr. Kilza. Thanks to Jesus, loyal caller and listener. He says Josh Kelly. So 2 for Kelly, 1 for Gibson. What's up, Jesus? How you doing, man? What do you got this week?
What's going on? That might be a little biased because I'm also a UCLA fan, though, but, you know.
Hey, so you've seen this man in action. That's all I needed to hear.
Yeah. I want to know what can I do with Malcolm Brown. I think this might be New England over there in L.A. with the running backs, you know?
That's a frustrating situation. I was pretty high on Malcolm Brown. He had a big old week one, and I was sitting here doing a little touchdown dance, and then he's just – and then we got Cam Akers going to come back soon. I got to be honest, I dropped Malcolm Brown for D'Ernest Johnson today.
Seen Malcolm Brown on the waivers.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. I was late on that, though, but
yeah.
I'm putting him for a kicker late, you know, on Sunday morning.
You need a kicker right now?
Yeah, I have Mason Crosby, and he's on a bye.
I mean, I would just drop him.
I would just drop Mason.
Yeah, I mean, the kickers, I know he's been doing really well, but...
You can find another one.
I mean, I just picked up... Steven Goskowski in several of my leagues because people had dropped him. He's probably there. I really like Randy Bullock.
I was going to say Randy Bullock.
Cincinnati's.
I was going to say Fat Randy. He's out there. He's doing pretty well this year.
Yep. So there's two you can go try to snag, and I bet you one of them's there.
All right, Bullock or Goskowski.
Yeah. Now the only the only thing about Goskowski is we're still waiting to see that the Titans are for sure going to play
because they may not.
Okay. Yeah, they got sick again.
Well.
All right. So I dropped Malcolm Brown. The best running backs available are Homer from Seattle and Wayne Gallman Jr.
No, I'd rather have Malcolm.
I guess keep Malcolm now.
Okay.
If you want to try to be ahead of the curve with Homer.
I mean, I'm not completely giving up on Malcolm. I'm not just dropping him to drop him, right? Like, I'm not like, I wasn't actively looking to drop him, but I was like, well, if I get D'Ernest, I'm okay with that. It's an upgrade. But I wasn't just like, oh, I got to get Malcolm off my team. Like, you know, I'm just snagging whatever's there, right?
So only for an upgrade then. What about if I want to add another wide receiver since I have Julio Jones and I don't know what's going to go on with him for like maybe the next 2 to 4 weeks? The guys available are James Washington, Alshon Jeffrey, Brandon Cooks, Nelson Aguilar from the Raiders, Zacchaeus from Atlanta.
Oh boy! So like, if you're guaranteed gonna need a start right now,
Julio's not playing. I like that Olamide guy, the other wide receiver in Atlanta. That's me.
Yeah.
They can't really run the ball that well. I mean, yes,
I don't
Todd
know.
Gurley had a couple touchdowns, but he's not going over 100.
I know he hasn't done anything. I'd rather have Cooks. I'd rather have Cooks because he has. I'm not completely out on him yet. We know he's talented. He's put up 1,000 yards with like 10 different teams, and he's still 26 or 27 years old. So, and he has Deshaun Watson throwing him the ball. I don't know. There's like the algebra there just doesn't make sense to me for him not to be to start getting some work.
All right. You don't think they're going to go more run heavy since Romeo Crennel is the head coach now? Texans?
I mean, but they're still going to throw the ball. I mean, the most run heavy team in the NFL is Cleveland, and you know, they still have some. Got some receivers that are getting some work.
All right, and then next week is Raiders bye, and I have Waller right now. The top tight ends available is Herndon, Eifert, and Akins. Do I go for one of them or try somebody else?
Wow, you don't have a lot out there to choose from, do you? Maybe Eifert.
Wait till next week.
14-man league, man.
okay. That so it was Eifert. Akins
and Herndon.
I don't know. Probably, Akins?
Probably Herndon for me. I think because you're really. I don't know if it's me. I'm looking at upside, and I know Herndon hasn't done a whole lot, but he's still the upside play for me.
All right, and then
this is next week though.
I was counting Preston Williams to do something this week, and you know, against the worst, one of the worst passing defenses, but he only got like 7 points, man. Just hold on to him for now, or
yeah.
I'd rather have Tyler Eifert of those. He's the guy that's getting the most targets, so I'm gonna go Eifert.
For your
bye week fill in.
All right,
Preston Williams. I mean, unless there's someone else out there on the waiver like that's significantly better right now, I don't know. I think hang on to him.
Yeah, and there's probably not much better if this is your same 14-team league.
14-team, you gotta hoard players. 14 teams is aggressive. I mean, there's not going to be much on the waiver, so sometimes you gotta just keep these guys.
All right. Do you think is it a good idea to try to trade Julio Jones and another guy, maybe a running back like Ronald Jones or even Malcolm Brown for McCaffrey?
I think it's a good idea. I don't know if you're going to get that trade, though.
Yeah, no.
That's a tough sell. Julio has not been good. If you did both Joneses, I don't know if you could shoot for McCaffrey. That'd be tough. I don't know, guys. What do you think you could get for both the Joneses? If you did Julio and Ronald, who'd you shoot for running back-wise?
I mean, you're looking for a running back, I guess. Julio and...
I'm thinking like Singletary in that range, maybe.
I was going to say Jonathan Taylor,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, Jonathan Taylor, somewhere in there.
Excuses really bothers me, though.
I have Jonathan Taylor.
Oh, you already have him.
Okay. Oh, you already have him. All right, never mind.
Yeah. I have Aaron Jones, Jonathan Taylor, Josh Kelly, Ronald Jones, and Malcolm Brown.
I don't know. I like James Conner.
And this is Julio straight up?
No. Julio and either Ronald Jones or Malcolm Brown from McCaffrey.
You're probably gonna have to use Malcolm. You're probably gonna have to use Ronald Jones if you want to get someone.
Yeah, I would. Maybe David Johnson.
I would shoot for James Conner.
David Johnson.
James Conner. Yeah,
he's had weeks. He's had another week to heal. I mean, he looked really good. I think he's gonna be fine.
Hey, I'm still calling it. Been calling it since preseason. All right, my boy's going to get some love. Anthony McFarland, shout out. Just throwing this out there again. Okay, he looked explosive. Got some touches. Not letting this die.
Okay. All right, Jesus, that's a tough sell. But, I don't know if you get – I mean, pitch CMC, and if he bites, good job. But I don't know if you right. get that. It's worth an ask, you know.
Yeah, because, I mean,
you
can
try,
Josh
Kelly and Julio and see what you could get.
Jesus, are you there? Are you still on this call? What'd you say?
I said, what about Josh Jacobs?
Oh, Julio and Jones for Josh Jacobs? I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I like that. I like Josh Jacobs.
Yeah, I like that.
Yep.
If you can pull that off, yeah. I think that one's actually more realistic.
Yeah, because that guy tried to offer me Josh Jacobs and Henry Ruggs for Aaron Jones, and I was like, nah, I'm good.
No.
Yeah, man.
No.
Get as many Raiders on your team as you can. You know how it is.
Yeah, that's what he was trying to do. He was trying to get a quick one on me.
Uh-huh. All right. All right. You got anything else, Jesus?
Nah, that's it. Thanks.
All right, brother. Have a good
Raiders.
Week. Go Raiders, my man. All right.
Hey.
Appreciate the call.
Jesus. Such a good caller, such a good Raiders fan. All right, guys, we got a couple more questions I want to blow through here. Let me go back to the Mixer chat because I know this guy's listening right now. Okay, so this was back to the Gurley and DJ Chark trade. Black Mamba. Okay, so the question now is, should I trade Gurley and Chark for Michael Thomas? I already said yes, but I had to ask for his depth as well. So his running backs are Gurley, Dalvin, Singletary, Justin Jackson, Madison, DeErnest, Swift Moss. His wide receivers are Hopkins, OBJ, Marvin Jones. Okay, so we actually just looked at this roster. That's a no-brainer for me, right?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. I'm going to give you a C, senor. Give you a horn too. There you go, Black Mamba. If you can get that done, get that done. All right, back to the YouTube real quick here. Mini Jordan, pick a wide receiver, flex, and running back. PPR roster is on the screen, guys. Go ahead and choose your starters.
Maybe OBJ or DJ Chark. I don't know. That one's a tough one for me.
So it's going to be Gurley, OBJ, and Chark.
Yeah.
All right. But if he trades away Gurley and Chark and gets Michael Thomas, then his roster will be Hopkins, OBJ, and Michael Thomas. So, that's
pretty good.
If those are your two wide receivers and you flex one of them, I think
you hope that Michael Thomas plays on Monday night.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I would if you get Michael Thomas back, then I'm just going to play Deontay Johnson.
I was going to say Deontay, and I don't know. I kind of like either Justin Jackson or De'Ernest.
Okay. It'd be De'Ernest for me. Kelly, yeah. Kelly's the guy there, and Justin Jackson looks kind of mad at me. I don't know.
I don't know. I think he's going to get his touches. I think they're both going to get touches.
Justin Jackson was a Hoos guy. This is how I evaluate players. If he was a Hoos guy like 3 years ago, that means he's going to be good this year. So he was a Hoos guy 2 years ago. Justin Jackson will be good next year.
But see, here's my thing though. If Justin Jackson were going to be good, they wouldn't have drafted Josh Kelly.
Yeah. That's true.
They were confident in him behind Eckler, but the fact that, you know, he was never able to take that.
All right, BFTG, another trade question. Two tight end league, Thomas, Mostert, Hilton, or Swift and Lamb? So this is two sides of a trade. Which side do you like?
Either.
So you gotta pick one.
Ian Thomas, who scores one touchdown on one catch for like 2 yards. And that's it.
Two tight end league.
I don't know.
I like Swift and Lamb.
Yeah.
All right, Swift and Lamb. Nathan Steed's back. My two starting running backs are Elliott and Carson. My wide receivers are Fuller, Hill, OBJ, and my quarterback as Kyler Murray. How does that look?
Oh, yeah. It's
solid. Perfect. Looks solid.
Sounds good to me.
Without seeing anything else, I think you're good to go. All right, let's get back into the sack. We got three more questions here, maybe five if I do some extras. 500 horses, full PPR, start two. Mike Evans, Tyler Boyd, Deebo Samuel, Juju Smith-Schuster. I need two. Let's just assume
Evans and Juju.
Yeah, I mean, we got to assume Evans is going to go. So Evans and Juju for everybody?
Yes.
If Evans doesn't go, who are you throwing in there, Boyd or Deebo?
Boyd.
Okay.
I know they're playing Baltimore, but he has more of a role than Deebo.
Okay. Big Body Boss got offered CeeDee Lamb and Jamal Williams for OBJ and T. Higgins. I have Aaron Jones and Dak. My receivers are Deontay, Keenan Allen, and DJ Shark. Should I accept?
I like the OBJ side of that.
OBJ and T. Higgins instead of CeeDee Lamb and Jamal Williams?
So I think he would be giving away OBJ and T. Higgins. So I think we're telling him to stay put.
Yeah, Jamal Williams is nothing.
Yeah, don't trade for Jamal Williams.
Beat COVID flex play.
If you're trading away Jamal Williams, yeah, take that deal. If you're on the Jamal Williams side, if you're the owner, yeah.
You want the OBJ side of that deal.
Yeah, exactly. Ezekiel Brosif. I have a plethora of what, Sven? What?
No, I'm saying up that Jamal Williams a little bit, and then maybe we'll
okay.
For big body boss.
Big body boss. Ezekiel Brosif, I have a plethora. This is a big ass word for this show, okay? Plethora, I had to look up before the show. I thought that was the thing that the baby came in when the baby comes out of the mommy's tummy. I have a plethora of running back threes and fours. I have been unable to try to find a trade partner. My running backs are Connor, Bell, Mostert, Davis, Kelly, Dobbins, and Harris. Who can I target? This is a good question because I actually have I'm helping a friend run a team like this as well, and our entire bench is just running back twos, threes, and fours, and we're trying to shop them. So I'm actually – this is a good question for me to sit back and listen to.
Yeah, so you need to find somebody that
– he's a running back.
Is 0-4 and 1-3, has running back issues, and just start going after them. Just – you know, pick a couple of their wide receivers or say, hey, which of my running backs do you like? And let them, you know, let the offers flow. You have that many running backs. There's 100%. There's a few teams out there that are very, very needy right now. So, I mean, we could go through and pick a million different people, but it's a lot easier if we just see the teams that are needy. And that's the answer is find the teams that are needy, go to them and say, I am interested in this wide receiver. What would you need? And then just start the talks.
Which of these guys, I was going to say, which of these guys are you looking to get rid of most? And which guy is there one guy on here that you absolutely just want to stash, even though he's not starting right now kind of thing, maybe like full-time guy?
Dobbins or Damian Harris I like right now. Mike Davis is useless once CMC comes back. He's irrelevant.
This is the week to trade Mike Davis, 100%.
I'm that Chubb or Eckler owner. that didn't pick up anybody on waivers or looks like they're starting like Frank Gore this week.
Yeah, Dobbins is an absolute stash for me. And Mike Davis, you need to get rid of this week right now, or else you're not going to get value for him.
Okay. All right. You guys want to do four more? We got four more questions from the channels. We can blow through them real quick. Five, sorry. Six.
Speed run it.
All right, here we go. Yeah. They're quick. Wait, I'll put on some tunes. There we go. I'll get us going. All right, from the channel, start Teddy Bridgewater over Deshaun Watson. That question is from Del Yet.
I feel like you can't sit Deshaun.
I mean, you can, but
right? Like,
not against Jacksonville, you can't.
Jacksonville, yeah, you gotta play him. I mean, Teddy, they could both have very good games. I'm still
Watson. Watson's higher probability to score more points.
Yeah, I'm going Deshaun.
Okay, Lefty 007, 1 point PPR. Who do you like this weekend, Robert Woods or Deontay Johnson?
Woody.
I like Robert Woods.
Robert Woods. Trade CD Lamb and Mixon for Dalvin Cook. That one's from Weatherbox.
Yeah.
I like that.
I mean, if you can, I think Mixon, the schedule opens up after week 10. If you're still in contention.
Do it.
All right. Deliet, again, half PPR trade. Juju for Miles Sanders. Current running backs are Dalvin, Gaskin, Madison, Freeman, Damian Harris. I need help at running back two.
Yeah, you do. Make the trade.
Yeah. Sven's thinking.
Yeah, I don't know.
Do
I can get a little bit more for Miles Sanders.
No. He's trading Juju. No,
I'm saying you can get more than Miles Sanders, sorry.
For Juju?
Yeah, I don't know.
The perception there is Deontay Johnson's taking that over. And so if you have Johnson that has more big games than Juju, you're not going to get somebody's first or second round running back. It's just not going to happen.
Try it now.
All right.
I guess.
Now's the time, baby.
Deli at half point. Rest of season. Who do you like better, Juju or CeeDee Lamb?
Ooh.
Juju.
If Dak continues to throw 500 yards, CeeDee.
Gallup and Cooper, man. I mean.
Gallup didn't do shit last week.
But what did he do?
I'm just saying, 500 yards and he had 29 yards and two catches.
What did he do the week before?
I like CeeDee better than Gallup for the long term. But I think Juju more than CeeDee.
Yeah.
Okay. But they're close. Very close.
Danger Zone 21. Should I trade Robinson and Swift for Josh Allen? My quarterbacks are Cam and Fitzpatrick, PPR league.
They're not going to get that.
Robinson, James Robinson?
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't matter.
And DeAndre. Swift for
Josh Allen.
You're the number two quarterback, the number two, like, overall fantasy guy.
I mean, I don't think I'm going to do this. I don't really want to give up that kind of running back depth.
But Josh Allen, like, if you're really going to get Josh Allen for James Robinson and DeAndre Swift, I mean, I think that's ridiculous.
Yeah, don't you think you could flip him? Like, do the trade, flip Josh Allen for something better than Robinson and Swift?
Should I trade my Swift?
I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe do a three-way, a menage. See if
I'm
you can.
Josh Allen owner, I am not doing that. Like, I am.
Well, see if
I'm letting it sit there. I'm not even hitting reject.
See if you can talk. I've done this a few times, and it's hard to do. But sometimes you can talk to other league mates and say, "Look, I'm about to get Josh Allen in a trade. I'm willing to flip him to you for so and so. We agree in principle."
Yeah,
it's fun. You know, three ways are always fun. And you do the first trade, then you do the second trade, and you look like a freaking genius. So Danger Zone, if you can do it, I don't know. Lucas says don't give up the depth, but I think some people would say it's an upgrade at quarterback. I don't know if you can move on from one of those quarterbacks. You're going to have to get rid of one of them. You don't want to carry three. So maybe trade
who were who were his other two quarterbacks?
Cam and Fitzpatrick.
I mean, Cam is good if he doesn't have COVID.
Yeah.
He's not going to play this week, so there's 1 week out. And then he'll have the bye week eventually. So that's another week he's going to be out. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm a Josh Allen owner. I'm not doing that, though. So.
All right. Boomer 71, PPR, tight end, Hurst or Gesicki? I'm guessing this week question. So Hurst or Gesicki this week? Quarterback, Dak or Ben this week?
Dak and.
Oh, yeah. Who are you starting over Dak? Russell Wilson? And that's it. And that's it.
And Gesicki for me.
All right. Who are the Dolphins?
Yeah,
Niners.
Patrick Mahomes and Russ are probably the only people I'm starting over Dak.
I don't know. Kind of like Hurst.
Oh, we got a tie. Who's breaking it? Steve?
Oh, no. Somebody call in. I don't know who either of these people are. Hayden. Was it Hayden Hurst or Gesicki?
Mike. Yep.
Niners are very against the tight end. I could see them having very similar games.
Yeah, I don't have any shares of either of these guys, so I will say Gesicki because he sounds like a Pollock to me. So that's I'm good with that. No, I don't know. Let me look at this and I'll get back to you, Boomer 71. Let's finish up. We'll do a little cleanup here. There's a few more questions from the stream. Nathan Steed's got one last one here. He has, what is this? My two starting running backs are Elliott and Carson. My wide receivers are Fuller, Hill, OBJ, quarterback. We did that already. Josh Jacobs for Will Fuller. Good trade or no? If you're on the Jacobs side, yes, that's a good side.
You want Josh Jacobs there.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, Oswaldo, he pulled off that trade. So Oswaldo did the Robinson and Swift for Josh Allen trade. That's in the books. Okay. So all right, it's done for.
You're gonna be happy with Josh Allen. There's no doubt. Especially, you know, go ahead and drop Fitzmagic. Drop Fitzmagic. Pick up someone else.
How did he do that?
Dude, there's people that are hurting for running back, and James Robinson's been playing ball.
He's magic. Oswaldo wants to know: should I trade for Justin Jefferson? He's willing to give up Gurley. What do you guys think?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Are you going to start him? Is the question. If you get him, oh, he'd be getting Josh Jacobs. Yes, then yes. Get rid of Will Fuller for Josh Jacobs.
I'll give you a season.
Absolutely, Nathan. Senor!
All right, you get a si senor. Do it, Nathan. Oswaldo, so we're saying no on the Jefferson trade. I don't think you'd chase him, not with the starting running back, at least. Can you all talk about Le'Veon Bell maybe returning this week?
You know, I mean,
okay.
Le'Veon's a talented player on a really bad team, and he doesn't really seem to be putting a lot of effort in when he's on the field, so he's probably... A running back two. That's kind of what you can expect. A low end running back two. That's not sexy.
You're probably going to start him. I think it's going to be an interesting. I'm very interested to see how he plays with Joe Flacco because I don't think they played together, right? Last year?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting. Oswaldo just wants to rub our faces in it. He didn't give up James Robinson for Josh Allen. He gave up Swift, Fitzpatrick, and Hardman for Josh Allen.
Get out of here.
I like that. See, that's what I'm talking about, okay? Attaboy. Attaboy.
Oh my God.
I got three words for you. Oh, you like that?
We like it, Oswaldo. Good job, buddy. Wow, what a trade. This guy's wheeling and dealing. All right.
Dak Prescott is his other quarterback. He's trading away Josh Allen.
I think that is it. I don't see any more questions, and we are going to get out of here. It's been, 2 hours, long show. But we're glad we get to talk with you guys, get to all your questions and everything. I want to thank you for listening to the Sleeper Wire Mail Sack. Got to thank Lucas Primetime, Show Me the Money Guy over here, part of the Sleeper Wire show. You can find him on Twitter at SleeperWireLBB. And also appearing on the show for the second time, I don't know, should we bring him back? It's Sven from at the Fantasy Fam Show. His Twitter is at Fantasy Sven if you want to reach him. Other than that, if you guys want to reach us on Facebook, it's the Sleeper Wire Football, what is it? Fantasy Football Club in the groups, or you can find us on the Sleeper app. We are on there all the time. Just look for the channel. Twitter is at Sleeper Wire Show. And of course, sleeperwire.com. If you have a question and you want to mail it to us, there's a form on there. You just fill it in. It goes right to the email and we'll respond quickly. Guys, thanks again for doing the show tonight. And we will be back Wednesday at 7. Don't forget the Blitz on Sunday mornings. If you got start sick questions, tune into that show. It's the exact same format, a little bit faster, but we do all your start sick questions. Lucas, Sven, thanks again for being here tonight, and good luck this week with your games.
The mail never stops.
That is not the right play. We'll do this one here.